right here. I got the last of my Rhino Kush here.
Yo, Falcon Crest. And the only thing we love is hip hop. We love hip hop, fam. I hate that.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, so let's start this shit off right here. I got a track from Roche featuring Brizzle and Nana Goody and Price the Boss and Roots K. It's the
A lot of people on that track.
A hell of a lot of people. It's the Spaz remix. So let's let it do what it do.
It's the motherfucking remix.
Yeah. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Brizzle, bitch. Yeah.
Episode 92.
Lebanon Don, Price the Boss.
Yeah, let's get it.
We boolin', bitch. Brizzle got the Goonies lit. Told him if they build with me, then I would get the Goonies rich.
Uh-huh.
Hopping out the newest whip. Yeah. Smell like I just pressed the brick. Nothing like street money, washing it till it's legit. I kill everybody, bitch. I am Lucifer. Hit you when your shoulders make you do that little Uzi vert. I smoke it all, half a pound, that's Percy Ho. Smoke so good, feel like you just popped another perky ho.
Okay.
Get it, tried to murk me, ho.
What else we got on the docket here? Let's see. Sazy and Kevin Rowley.
Top six material?
Mm-mm. The intro tunes. Oh. Keep up. Come on, man. Kevin Rowley. Sazy and Kevin Rowley. Holy Smokes / Blind. Let's see what it do here. I can't get my sound effects going on here. What the fuck's going on? Big shout out to Sazy.
Yeah. Gather round. Holy smoke. Buck 12, but I need a 12 apostle. Rolling up dope, blowing it up on my nostril. We at the door like Roscoe. Orthodox hot box though. Out the box like Costco.
What you know about that Sazy shit, Necka? So we are Buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, with a blunt in my mouth. Friday Ricky Dread, aka let's bring back Smoke a Lotta. 100 blunts to the head. Rick Roche. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's rewind a second. You can't call yourself Rick Roche. You don't drink.
Rick Roche?
Oh, okay.
No. Roche. Rick, okay. Rick Rock.
Okay.
Roche doesn't stand for rock. Anyways, we're not going to get into that. But to the right of me.
Okay, well, it's me, SSC _ Hayhurst _ PK, because that's the platform I'm on, Instagram. You know it by now. If you don't, you better learn.
Jeez.
And yeah, episode, I don't fucking know.
Holy.
And yeah, I think it's like 90s. Episode 91 or 92 or something like that.
Episode 92.
Oh, fire. All right, hey. Episode 92. Ricky Tourette's with the sound effects. You know what I'm saying? The man is sound effecting down my introduction to myself, but because the man has Tourette's, all right?
AKA yeah, Ricky Tourette's.
I'm here, Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan. Let's go.
Hey, so we're back here at the Youngsterdam Lounge here at 529 Young Street, corner of Wellesley. It's open every day, Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can come through, get your eat on, smoke a lot of weed in the balcony, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, soon times 420 is going to be fucking all day long, I guess.
It's a perfect place for cuffing season.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to get your cuffing season activities on, you know what I'm saying, as well as like getting a sporting event, music events, they got live markets that's going on over here. We got the farmer's market that's going on this Saturday starting at 1 p.m. As well as there's a Thursday night thing that goes down with the Six Sesh guys. They do a Thursday night thing over here too. So if you want to book events, hit them up on Instagram at Youngsterdam_lounge. The phone number here also, if you want to hit them up, is 647-278-4369. Also, that phone number doesn't include, trying to book interviews. Don't call the Youngsterdam to try to book interviews, okay? All right? So, shout out to the Youngsterdam staff.
Doesn't work that way.
Don't work that way, guys. Sorry, you can't call Shorty at behind the counter. Yo, are the Mandem there right now? Like, we don't live here. Sorry. We just come through to do the podcast. But we got some things to discuss today and a lot of business. Let's get to our top six. The top six tracks in Toronto. You ready for that?
Well, I'll go on with the top six this week.
So, okay, I'm going to say something to the Common Gang. Common Gang is usually strong. This time they were intermediate strong. I can't say they were strong this week. They were cool. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really see crazy comments jumping out for a whole bunch of different people.
Maybe they just weren't that hype about this week's selection of tracks.
I don't know about
that. I'm not trying to be the bad guy, but, you know, someone's got to say it.
Hey, I thought there was some fire in the list. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying there wasn't fire in the list, but Toronto might be like, you know what? I'm not feeling this.
Hey, well, let's get to it. We'll see what the people think after we put down this list here. You know what I'm saying? But this is in the order picked by the people. All right? So, number 600.
For us, by us. That's FUBU shit.
So, number six, Stax and Low Key and Fred Dollars. Heard of me. Yeah. Yo, I was saying even with the other video before, the man Stax is going in.
He's been doing this thing for a minute still, I won't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I told you before, I confused him for Bugs.
Yeah. Yes, that's the guy that, even though like the names are kind of different, but.
No, but it's just, I went off the tall, lanky, black guy's theory, basically.
All tall, lanky, black guys.
We all look alike, you know the fucking rules.
Holy. But yeah, that's a big fucking tune, and big up to Stax, Low Key, as well as Fred Dollars. But number five, We Love Hip Hop alumni, Peter Jackson, Lord Forgive Me. So that one right there, full of baddies, as usual. You know what I'm saying? Man said he's married in the interview. Remember?
Yeah, he's married. He's got a wife.
You know what I'm saying? Do me a quick favor. Move that, what is that cake over there?
Oh, sorry, my fat boy syndrome.
I'm there looking at cakes. I'm like, did they send a bag? No.
Maybe they'll send a bag.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, my fat boy got out into the show.
That's that munchy shit right there. Oh, we got to turn our mascot around here. Bong, bong. But yeah, that was number five on our list. Big up Peter Jackson. Big interview that's down here on our YouTube channel right now, as well as welovehiphop.ca. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Number four. Chromas and Kid Keo, Talk That Shit.
Okay.
Big Yo, tune.
The Kid Keo.
Mm.
And the Chromas song.
Huh?
What did I tell you about that?
I knew you were going to say that. I was just waiting for it.
Yeah, the video, it's all right. I like it. Mm. But I like the part where he's like, yo, you want to talk that shit, and he's speaking in Spanish, whatever, but his way, he's like, yeah, I fuck the sluts. I don't give a fuck. Bring them my way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's about that party life.
And then she reiterates, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Chromas, he's fucking the sluts.
Chromas, kiddo fucking the sluts. I was just like, all right.
He's on tour right now. It's in Spain.
Yeah.
Doing the fucking, killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
And he's got an interview as well on our channel, the We Love Hip Hop Network channel. Big fucking interview.
That guy does millions of views.
Oh yeah, that video right now is at like 1.5. Easy. That new Chromas and
KK. Once his fan base touches it, That's it, bro. Like I tell you, my brethren's brother's living his best life out in Spain with the man right now.
Living his best life.
Living his best life, I'm telling you, bro.
I'm going back and forth from you niggas.
But yeah. Straight.
But yeah, big up, big up, big up, big up, big up. Big tune, big tune.
So that's what, her third single now?
Yeah. Yo, she's moving. She's on the move. You know what I'm saying?
She would say chroming.
She's chroming. Huh?
Yo, Freddie, let me tell you about that. Don't do that, man.
Next on our list, though. Top three now, okay? Number three, T. Grams featuring Rice, Gutter, and Mikey G. Prayed Up.
Yeah, T. Grams is coming with some new music. I haven't heard his name for a minute.
Yeah. He's laying low for a minute, and then he came back with a tune last month or maybe a month and a half before. I was like, okay. And then boom, now he's back with another one. Big collabo tune right now. You know what I'm saying? So big up to T. Grams. Big up to the whole squad. And that track is some sentimental shit. It's like some lyrical shit.
Hey, he's also alumni.
Yeah. Episode 4, I think, or some shit like that. 5.
I think it was number 3 or something like that.
Yeah. Way like, back.
Yeah. Way back. Yeah. Cell phone quality.
Before we had like fucking actual audio and shit like that. But big up to T. Grams. You know what I'm saying? Top two. Number two, Jay Neat and the Tollop Twins still drifting.
Yo, bro. The man them keep dropping heat, bro. The man say, you want me to say, I can teach you how to ball. Hey, I can teach you.
Listen, that video right there, besides them going in on the bars or whatever, like, the man are just... The moves that man are doing, they're all psycho.
You're liking their dancing, babe. You're liking their swags. They're dripping.
Yo, that's some work up of sweat moves right there. You know, but you don't see,
They're dripping. That's the drip.
Come through dripping.
I don't know. I'm guessing. Come drip, through sauce. Dripping. I don't know. They may have their own up top lingo. Mina no. Well, I'm just saying, they probably have their own up top lingo for the dance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Big fucking tune. Apparently, big tune is my catchphrase.
Yeah. Just like. Mercenary is a sick drone pilot. You know what I'm saying?
So, somebody called me out in the comment gang the other day. Yo, so big tune's your catchphrase, eh?
Yo, big tune. I'm like, okay. More fire! Back! Those are Friday's go-tos.
let's okay, 1 second before we get to number one,
you got a drum roll.
Let's flash back for a second. Remember Buck T.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I don't even like that Buck T name, that Buck T word, man.
Niggas
like,
thought they were funny. They had jokes that day.
Yeah, that was funny. It made me laugh. Yeah. I won't lie.
They had a few jokes, but it wasn't that funny, motherfuckers.
Anyhow,
Number one. Let's see what's going on here.
What the hell was that? What type of broken drum you have, Friday?
Let's take it to the jungle.
Yeah, get that in the mic.
No, it's in the mic.
Oh, okay.
That's the jungle drum roll. The Call of the Wild.
For this
okay,
week.
Okay. Just cool now, Spotify. Shout out to you, Spotify. Holla at your boy.
What? They sent a bag?
No. I'm, you know, just...
You should never get my cut. Cut this. You're the man, you know, Spotify. I said, what? They sent a bag?
Don't worry. I'm just saying, send a DM to your boy, Friday Ricky Dread, on Instagram. Number one.
Yes, what's number one?
Carlito featuring Tory Lanez, Tsunami.
Ooh.
Hey.
Splash.
Yo. Big tune. I was going to not say big tune because I'm trying to not say my catchphrase.
What are you going to change it with?
Listen.
Mediocre? No.
Yo, that's that drip. Tune. That's that fire. Fuck. It's a big fucking tune. And man, them are doing their thing. They're jumping out the Jeep. Jewels galore. I'm like, yo, listen. The man told me a few months ago, I'm coming with the wave. Watch for me.
Yeah, that's true. He did have that little wave on his emoji. Wasn't that the wave emoji when he dropped? Or wasn't it balloons?
Oh, no. You're talking about Tori.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Carlito. He said, watch for me. I'm on the way.
Okay.
It's going to be a big deal. And then I seen the video and you got Tory Lanez on the tune. Hey, I ain't mad at you. So before we get into any of the other things that we need to get into today, and that's our top six tracks in Toronto, okay? Just to cap that, put a cap on that shit right there. I want to know one thing. I want to know one thing with some actual volume on it, though.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
What are you smoking on, sir?
Well, right here, I got the last of my Rhino Kush here. So it's like little small nugs. And then we got, what's this?
Ah, so we got a few things here.
What's this?
So first of all, I got right there some pink Kush.
Is it a quad?
It is a quad.
That smells good.
So, sound boy.
Uh-oh. The right? Man came with a new one.
So that one right there, that's courtesy of Canaflix, okay? That's that BC delivery shit right there.
Special delivery.
Special delivery.
And if you think it's a Wayne song, you're too young.
Let me tell you one thing about that special delivery as well, okay? I do not go in my mailbox. I have, okay, just not to get too personal, I have a different mailing address. Okay, so I don't go into the mailbox of where I live. These guys have encouraged me to actually go into the mailbox. The first time when these guys
put your thing in the mailbox and pull it out the mailbox.
Well, because the thing, like, it's somebody's sending me something that I'm actually looking for. I'm getting no bills or nothing at the yard, so it's not like I'm checking the mailbox. Everything I get most of the time is electronically. So now I'm going in my mailbox for the first time, maybe a few weeks ago. Dog, the bills and everything were stacked.
Didn't fit.
Or like the not bills, flyers and all that shit.
Advertisements.
Stacked like this with the fucking Canaflix thing to stalk in between.
Hey.
Now my mailbox is clean now that I've been getting the
weekly
package. The
mailbox knows what's up.
Right? Like, I'm there weekly just going to take out the little flyers and get my Canaflix package and get really excited. So we got some... That's my long explanation of the whole Canaflix. But
you know the funny thing is with that story is, right? You say you don't check your mail. And you said when you checked your mail, there was about, say, 100 flyers or whatever, right?
More than that. And other people's mails from, like, the other apartments.
See, that's the joke, because the mailman comes, sees that shit, doesn't try to empty it or anything. The man just slides in more flyers like, yo, hold
whatever.
That. Because you know every flyer that the man delivers in the box, he gets paid for, right?
Yeah, he's like...
The man's like, yep. Maybe he's on vacation. Stack, you know, you put your hand in, push down.
Putting his foot there, pushing the thing in. I can't even get this shit.
Crazy.
Right? But thanks to Canaflix, I'm in the mailbox weekly. If you want to get your Canaflix on, hit them up. Hit up their website. You can hit them up at Cannabis by Subscribe. Okay? So let me spell that out. Cannabis, CannabisBYSU, or subscription. Okay, and I'm not going to spell out the subscription part. If you don't know how to spell subscription, getoffline.com. Okay, so cannabis, mysubscription.com. Right. All right, hit them up. Use the promo code WLHH if you want a discount.
Okay? Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You want that discount.
You know what I'm but
some say something about empty pipes. Tourette's.
And we also got some more fucking chronic here.
Yes. What's that one? Is that the that's the cherry pie.
Some cherry pie. Ooh, cherry pie. Ooh, look at this. So some cherry pie courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries. I'm just pointing it at the mic.
Right. Don't there. Smell the mic.
Ooh. Cherry pie.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
This is crazy.
Oh yeah. Smells good. Oh, yeah. Smells
what
good.
What else is in this box right here?
Hold on. We got the GDP, or I'm assuming it's Granddaddy Perp.
Jeez.
And.
Holy.
Yeah. It looks nice.
How are you doing?
Looks so nice. You got to show it twice.
Jesus Christ. Oh, look how very well manicured this is, too. Ooh. Yeah,
it was trimmed well.
Oh, my God.
It's trimmed very nice.
He put on his best shirt. Yo, big up Mother Earth Deliveries right there.
I'm gonna mix the two.
Yeah, let's fucking get crazy with this shit right here. focused on the highest quality products in the GTA, same day delivery in the GTA, free delivery when you go on the app and you use the delivery code WLHH.
We love hip hop.
Yeah, that's the common code right there. Or hit up the link meds.medidispensary.ca. Okay.
Yeah. Someone said something about empty pipes.
Jeez. So let's get into some news things before we get to our interview today. Because there's some some important topics to be addressed in the news here. And I want to scroll a ting here, some of this cherry pie. Advanced polling started today. Election day is on October 22nd, so please vote. Okay? What's your feelings on voting there, sir? Do you vote? And I'm not saying this as a voter. I'm just asking you if you vote.
I voted previously. Mm-hmm. Do I plan on voting? You see, Sav?
Don't worry about the audience.
But Sav is here, so, you know, I appreciate her opinion, you know, but at the end of the day, they don't do nothing to help me. They don't benefit me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the biggest criminals in the cities are the politicians that work in City Hall.
I'll tell you that
right now. You understand what I'm saying? So they want to lock brothers, sisters, white, black, they want to lock people up when they're the real criminals that need to go to jail. Mm-hmm. Talking about $15 billion fucking debts and all of this shit. Billions of dollars, canceled gas plants and all of this bullshit. Right?
Good.
And now, Mr. Doug Ford, because it's Dougie's time. You understand what I'm saying? Mr. Dougie time. The man want to fuck with Toronto because the man couldn't win the mayor job in Toronto. So the man want to fuck with us from up top now.
Isn't he the premier though?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to show you. The man won the higher job.
Yeah.
And now the man came and start bun down Toronto. You understand what I'm saying? And they're telling me, yo, it's a vendetta. The man been, since he was on city council, the man want to cut it to 25. You understand what I'm saying? When his brother was mayor, he wanted to cut to 25.
Well, our solution to that is whoever you see who fits best in that position, then you got to vote for them.
Okay, so I'll tell you a perfect
example.
And
I'm not saying this as a voter, no, once again.
Hold on, but yo, perfect example. I don't know who's running in my ward. I don't know what ward. Like, they put so many communities together and stuff. Like, who's this? Who's that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they expect me to make a real decision based off of a cue card that they're passing out with someone's picture on it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, come on, man. And then you got to worry about people. Oh, I'm not running against this person because they're an incumbent. And I respect them and I don't want to lose, you know? Buddy, this is competition. Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to go against that person even though they're an incumbent.
Survival of the fittest.
But yeah, don't just say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to go because this person is running too. Fuck that. That's why Doug Ford did what he wanted to do, cause confusion to back up his party. You understand what I'm saying? The man already has majority, but if he could have 1-2 counselors in his pocket, the man's laughing too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I know, as far as Toronto mayor, I know Nia Singh is running because we had him on the 6th list. You know
what I'm saying? That's different.
He's a friend of mine personally, so I know what his policies are. That's as deep as I go into politics. So this year, I'm gonna come out and do my voting because I support what he stands for, and I know him personally, so I know he's not out there to fuck the people over.
No, I get what you're
saying too, because we don't know whoever we put in, whatever agenda they might have on the other side too.
What backdoor deals they're making, they like to say, oh, the backdoor deals.
Yeah, but you know, I guess since I'm gonna vote this year for the first time, and I don't wanna be a hypocrite for any other years, I guess you gotta go for the lesser of the evils at this point. Right. Even though, to me, my opinion, I really feel it doesn't make a difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that Nia does win so that it can actually make a difference because I know how he is.
Has he even debated against Mayor Tory?
That's the thing. I'm not deep into politics like that, so I don't know.
I see the same faces debating.
Yeah.
I see the same 4 faces, 5 faces.
He might be blackballed too because he had that whole the carding issue that they were trying to hold him back with. You know what I'm saying?
Man, all I'm saying is this. I want to see more debates. If they're going to, you know, there's more council, there's more. Like, they act like it's just Mayor, it's John Tory and this next lady who wants to take 30 years to build a flipping transit plan, tear down the Gardner, and reconfigure Yonge Street for bike lanes and all of this foolishness. You understand what I'm saying? Because she thinks it sounds good on paper. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'll save $20 million.
How are you moving
the city if it's going to take 30 years to complete your project?
Yeah.
How's the city moving?
She'll be... Oh, I don't want to.
She's not Hurricane Hazel. Those are the type of plans that...
I was going to go real morbid
Hurricane
with it, but
Hazel could have made 30 alone. Years ago. You know what I'm saying? That lady, she didn't even have to run to become mayor. She just put her name on the ballot.
You
understand what I'm saying? Now that's gangster. You understand what I'm saying?
But like, let's get off these politician motherfuckers, because more times, like, we can't really, really make a difference. Let's get to some fun shit, though. Joe Buttons.
Oh,
Joe Button. My bad.
What's that?
Because it... Don't worry about these off camera. Joe Button says he did not run from Offset in Barnes and Noble. Okay? Or Barney's, my bad. Not Barnes and Noble. Okay? That was the first mistake. People thought he was talking about Barnes and Noble, the fucking bookstore. But mans were in Barney's, okay? And what the tweet said, or the tweet, Offset jumped underneath man's comments, okay? Joe Button's posted a picture or a video of...
So what, they got smoke?
Well, remember, they had smoke from before.
Oh, yeah, because he walked off. Does it look like I was left off bad and bougie? the man dropped the mic. Like, I'm done with this shit. Yo.
Remember,
this.
Offset was one of the first ones rolling up his cuffs on his flowered shirt.
On his
he was
Gucci
ready
blouse?
For the smoke.
On the Gucci blouse?
There was flowers on that shirt.
It's a blouse, dog. It's
on
like
the blouse.
Silk, it's like one of them silk blouses. You know, like,
listen, the cuffs, the blouse cuffs.
I don't want to say blouse, okay? It's silk shirt. You understand what I'm saying? Like one of them Gucci silk shirts, you know, flower design. Could have been Louis Vuitton. Who knows? It could have been some other high-end fashion.
Yeah, but you know,
it's high-end fashion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But he was ready to get that shit really rumpled.
Yeah, the man was ready to
fuck up some Joe Button.
Hey, you think that's the only one he has in his closet?
Mm. Yeah.
That's probably that was probably just that day's one. Like, you know what? Let me just pull this one out of the closet. I have thousands of them.
But he wasn't done with them yet, right?
No, obviously he wants that smoke. They should take it to the basketball court.
Well, there was another incident as well, right, where Cardi B's name was brought up on Joe's show. He has his new show, State of the Culture, right? And they were talking about Cardi B and all that. And he said he wasn't talking about her in a negative light. But he's just like, yo, she shouldn't be at these events filling shoes, Ray Tay Tay. He's giving his opinion. What he does
now. She's hood, though.
Right? So what the man ended up doing now is when Joe put up his... you know, is advertising of the show coming up this Monday, the man jumps in the comments and he's like, okay, what did he say? You hoe ass nigga, soon you get touched. You're going to be police.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
That's why Twitter sucks. Like, yo, why are these guys beefing on Twitter, man?
I watch your show, you grown ass nigga speaking on women. I seen you in the Barnes and you ran like you was going to do something, like I was going to do something to you. Laugh out loud. Offset. So Joe Button's on his show today. He said he didn't run from the man. He said he was, and this is his excuse, okay? Watch this. He's in the fucking Barney's and he has to take a piss in like the weirdest fucking places and times. So now
he's
like,
to the washroom?
He's jogging to the washroom and he runs past Offset and doesn't even realize, he's like, he didn't even think that the man saw him. And went to the washroom, took his piss or whatever.
So while he was taking a piss, he checked Twitter? Is that what you're telling me?
No. He came back out and Offset was gone. What I'm saying is he posted his post and Offset jumped in his comments. That's where all those things came off, right? But he didn't realize that Offset actually seen him. He's like, he's running to the washroom. He runs past Offset. He said, looking at some blouse, some silk blouses or whatever the fuck he was looking for. And he didn't even think the nigga saw him. But he saw him and said, you a whole ass nigga running from me.
That's how he interpreted it.
So who do you believe? Do you believe that Joe Buttons ran from that nigga or he really had to go take a piss? Yeah,
Gucci off camera comment.
Gucci says he got nervous and
had to take a piss.
So Gucci, you said he saw Offset and then got nervous and his bladder started getting weak and he had to go take a piss.
He's like, damn, I forgot my Depends.
He didn't see Offset at all and just said, oh shit, I got to take a piss. Because that could be true. It sounds like a legit story. But it also could be some fucking fake shit too.
Got a soft bladder.
Like, come on, fam. You're just so happened to be jogging by and Offset from the Migos is in the store.
Well, hey, Barnes is a store, right? They're
it's high end.
You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's some high end shit. So.
Right, exactly. So why wouldn't he see him there?
This is true. So I don't
know. But he came back out, man was gone. So as far as Offset is concerned, the man ran from him. There's nothing you can say. You can't say nothing. You can't say nothing to me. You can't tell me nothing. The man ran. The man see me. And the man took foot. The man kicked rocks. The man can't say nothing to me when I see him. Yo, nigga, what about that time you ran from me and Barney's, nigga?
It's the reverse.
Huh?
I was like, I'm gonna go wash my hands, and then I'm gonna come wash you up, and I came back, and you were gone.
Yeah, but Buttons didn't say that. Buttons didn't say, yo, I went to the washroom, I came back, he was gone. Yeah. Buttons didn't say, yo, I was coming back to defend that.
This is also true.
I was coming back to rush that nigga. No, I was rolling up my sleeves. He didn't say any of that.
No, he went to take a piss.
He went to just take a piss. So maybe he's just taking a piss, blood. He's taking a piss, blood.
Hung out, smoke a cigarette, and then see if the coast is clear. All right, I'm going to fuck home.
Hey, who knows? If that's his story and he's sticking to it, that's his story and he's sticking to it.
I'm still a fan of you, Joe. Don't worry. But yeah, you might have took an L on that
Yo,
one.
Yo, so what? He's still not going to respond to M.
He said that wasn't enough smoke for him.
Yeah, because that was a sly little shot from Eminem, so I won't lie.
You want to go over it? Oh, this right here. Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're having placement problems. Anyhow, fuck Joe Buttons and M and all these guys. Let's get to our break. Yeah, pause. I got a track here from Victoria Gouvier, G2G. Let's all get in our feelings today.
Friday's happy now. 20 minutes ago, Friday was a grumpy mess. Thanks, Sev.
Shout out to SoundCloud.
So, yo, this is the Granddaddy Perp and the Cherry Pie Mix.
So, we're back from our break here. Let's try a little bit something different here. Let's do a quick little a FaceTime phone call here. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hit up a very controversial person that's been chewing up these internet streets with some fuckery, as they say. Let's see what I'm going here. Yo! What are you saying, fam?
What's good, bro?
Let me see if I can get you up on the speakers over here. 1 second. Because let me see here. How do I get the speaker here popping? Yo. Can you hear me? Yo. Okay.
Can I hear you?
Yeah. I can hear. Can you hear me? Yo.
Verizon commercial.
Yo.
Hey. You can hear me?
Yeah, bro.
So we got Lil Tecca in the fucking on the line right now. You know what I'm saying? Or on the or for the people in the YouTube audience, we got him on the fucking FaceTime here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So okay, I got a couple of quick questions for you, and are you gonna sit in on our smoke and mirror segment that we usually have? You know what I'm saying? Okay. So where are you, dog? What part of the states are you in?
I'm from New York, bro.
Where are you? Because I know you're not on Jane. Like, you always be trolling people and telling people. I know you're in some part of New York.
I'm in New York.
Okay, so what part of New York? You're, like, in upstate? Queens. Huh?
I'm in Queens. I'm in the city.
Tell the people now how this whole fucking thing started with this back and forth with Toronto niggas. Do you have Toronto niggas over here that you talk to?
Yeah, but it didn't start the way you think it started. Like, you want me to go from the beginning or like when everything just started popping off?
Nigga, it's a podcast. We got time.
I bet. So boom. I was on the phone with a bitch, right? This is like, it's like last year, like before the summer last year, like wintertime.
Mm.
Yeah, 2 years ago type shit. So boom. I see a song pop up. It's called, it has mad views. It's LB No Time. I'm like, why the fuck does this shit have so many views?
Mm.
I clicked that shit. And I did not like it at all, but I kept replaying it. This has to be a reason why the shit has so much views. Like, and then I just kept listening to it, bro. Like, I couldn't stop listening to it after that. So for a while, that was the only shit I was listening to.
Right.
And I started looking for beats. I went to home and we started looking for beats. And keep in mind, I put all my friends on too.
Right.
So boom. We hear a beat. Because people say I stole the beat. When whole time that it's not even the same beat.
Right. I remember so, that.
I play the beat and we start freestyling. And we just start freestyling. We lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I post it on Instagram. Everybody fucking with it. Out of nowhere, I see a post from 6buzz TV.
Mm.
And it's like, did this guy steal LB's flow? I'm like, what is the guy talking about?
Oh, okay.
And then I'm listening to his...
Let me stop here 1 second. You already knew who 6buzz was? You were already following him on Instagram?
I didn't know who 6buzz was at the time.
Okay. So then when that happened, you're like, you just started seeing what? More followers come to your page and shit because of that post?
Nah, this is the first time.
Okay.
The first time it happened, this is before the video, the calling video is even a thing.
Mm.
Right? He just posted the audio. He's like, this guy's a waste of you with all this bullshit. I don't even know what half of this stuff means.
Right.
So... I didn't troll. This is like way before I started trolling.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I'm like, all right, fuck these niggas. I ain't even about to do nothing. Dog. This song is fire. Forget it. So that same song, I do a video for it. Boom. My friend posted the preview of the video. I didn't even post it.
Right.
And 6buzz comments on that post and is like, you guys are getting exposed tonight. I'm like, fuck it, nigga. I'm finna get some club. I'm gonna fuck this time. I'm not finna waste the opportunity.
Right.
So boom, 6buzz, he DM'd me. He's like, you're getting exposed tonight. I'm like, I bet, let's get some club. Yeah. He posts me on the page. He's like, he plays LB song, then he plays my song.
Right.
I remember that. I'm like, that.
Bet, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I start going crazy. I post the preview on my page. I go live. I start adding niggas. I'm like, these niggas all sound the same. So I'm going to just try to sound like them. Mm. And then I just keep seeing the views going up, 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 up. Right? So I'm seeing the views going up. I'm seeing the followers going up.
Right.
Keep in mind, when this whole thing started, I had less than 15,000 followers. I probably had like 12,000 followers.
Okay.
By the end of that week, I probably had like 20,000.
Whoa.
Huh.
Holy shit, nigga.
20,000.
Okay. Friday ideas.
So,
keep going.
I'm doing all this stuff. Everybody's fucking with me. These haters, this nigga that's fucking with me, you think I'm funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, some. At the time, I didn't know who the fuck Sagittarius Shorty was.
Mm.
And I'm like, who is this fat bitch coming for me for no reason?
Okay.
So, she goes live. I go live with her.
Mm.
And then I just start violating, like, it's like a movie, like everybody in Toronto is looking at, like, who the fuck is this little Tekka guy just doing bullshit, like.
I was watching.
So then, and then I just keep doing what I'm doing, I keep going live, I add Prince going to my live, I clown him, LB, he doesn't really talk about the situation, but that's, I feel like that's a part of the reason why he fell off, plus he wasn't dropping any music.
He didn't fall off.
So, for me,
LB's didn't fall.
He wasn't dropping any music. He's old news now.
No.
Hold on, that's not true.
LB's on fire right now over here. But we'll agree.
LB's hot over there.
Listen. You in New York right now, dog? Toronto's one of the hottest fucking cities in the world right now. So let's not even front, man. But let's agree to disagree on that. Let's agree to disagree on that. Okay.
What happened? Work.
Hmm?
All right. LB's putting in work, man.
What happened? Did you ever come here? That's the first question I wanted. Did you actually ever come here, or you were just kept on saying, yo, I'm on Jane?
Hell no. Hell no. I'm the bitch over there.
Know yourself. That's right, yo. That's smart. All
right. Don't kill me right now, fam. Okay. A man named Joseph pulled up on you.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys stage that video, or was that real life shit?
Wait, did I edit it?
Did you guys stage that? Like, was that like a fucking reenactment? Or did a nigga really pull up on you? He was in New York looking around. He's like, yo, where the fuck is this guy? And then he, all of a sudden you popped up and he was behind you. And then you started running.
At the 7-Eleven thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we staged that. That's what we staged.
Okay. That was well done. Okay, so then this brings me to another question. What do you do? Do you make music, or are you a comedian?
That's a good question.
But I make music, but I just know how to entertain people. Because a lot of these rappers, they think that they got to act like a tough guy. They got to do shit that's not necessary, bro. I realized that when people like fuck with you as a person, they fuck with your music even harder. Because I drop good music, bro. My music video just did 100K in like 7 days, bro.
Dope.
Like,
Dope.
I dropped a song. It was number 22 in Canada. My song was just like top 20 in Canada, bro.
You got cats thinking that you're actually from out here, trolling and saying that you're from over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's people who believe that you're over here in Canada and just saying that you're in New York. You got to understand that, dog.
What?
Yes, dog. There's people who think that you out here. Because you figured out a 1-2 of our Toronto slangs and used it as a nice little weapon to feel say that you're over here on Jane or whatever. You know what I mean? You throw a few Wagwans and Mandem, and people think, okay, maybe he's just trolling and he's from here, but he's from the suburbs or some shit.
But I'm also Jamaican, for me, so I know what, like, that side of the lingo really means, and I know how to use it, feel me?
The pieces are connected. I'm not just
like, I know it's like a Caribbean type of thing over there, so it's like, I'm Jamaican, I know how to fucking use this shit, so I'm not gonna sound like a complete dumbass, but I'm not gonna sound like I know what I'm doing. I sound like a dumbass on purpose because I know niggas gonna talk about it.
Well, you got a good formula.
As long as people talking about you, it don't matter if it's negative or positive. All publicity is good publicity.
That's a fact.
How old are you?
Publicity is better than no publicity, bro.
Hey, you speaking to the choir right now, fam. You know what I'm saying? How old are you, dog?
All right. 16.
What?
I just turned
16. Oh, man. Y'all little niggas kill me. I'll tell you why.
Opportunity knocked him, man. He took advantage.
Y'all, and I'm going to give you props, and I'm not going to give you too much props, okay? So don't let your head get too fucking swollen, all right, fam? But the things that y'all niggas is doing at your age is so fucking creative and smart and innovative as far as marketing and different things like that, in the way that you guys push your likeness and different shit like that, that a lot of motherfuckers weren't thinking about when we were our age. You know what I'm saying?
It's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, how to, like, really get to the people right away. We had a lot of barriers before. But y'all motherfuckers find different ways of getting yourselves on that a lot of people don't fucking think of, dog. And I credit y'all for that, man.
Yeah, because in these days, social media is a thing.
Yeah, social media is king.
Where you could reach 1,000 people in a minute if you have the phone going for it, bro.
Facts. So you got music coming up?
For me, it's just the era. That's that music coming out?
Yeah. Like, besides the one that you got out now, you got like a full project?
I can set up a project right now. I have only songs. I have OD only songs.
What?
I have hella unreleased songs. If I wanted to, I could set up a project right now.
Like, how many songs?
Like, 20, 25.
So what's the name of the track that you said just hit 100,000 in 7 days?
It's called Count Me Out. That song's going crazy right now.
Okay. Say it again, sorry?
Count Me Out?
It's called Count Me Out, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I want to keep you for a minute. I know you might got school in the morning because you hella young. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even care about that school shit.
Listen, dog. Hey.
You have to go to school, man.
Finish you got
school,
listeners and shit.
Man. Go to school.
There's people who
I'm a graduate, but it's like...
Take music. Take music business.
How learn about the past is going to prepare me for the future.
Smart.
Hey, you listen, as long as you finish, I always tell cats this. When you finish, they ain't going to come back 20 years later and be like, we need you to do this again. You know what I mean? You're done. You got your diploma, you're good. You know what I'm saying? But I want to hold you for something that we have called Smoke and Mirrors, all right?
Smoke weed every day.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
All right. So Smoke and Mirrors is basically our session where we talk about different weekly things that have happened in the news and stuff.
Popular
right?
in the media.
Sometimes like hip-hop topics. Sometimes we touch local topics and things. Okay. As far as in the news right now, XXXTentacion.
Extension.
Rest in peace.
XXX,
right? Versus Vic Mensa. So there's the BET freestyle that hasn't come out yet, right? But... apparently, and by the time this interview drops, or by the time the Smoke and Mirrors drops, it won't be out yet either. But Vic Mensa says something about XXX and about, you know, guys who beat up women and all that type of stuff, right?
He won an award, too.
XXX?
Yeah.
American Music Awards, right? But his mom was in attendance at the BET Awards, apparently, when they played that freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's standing on that because he apologized to the mom, said, you know, he didn't know that Mom Dukes was going to be in attendance and Ray Tay Tay. However, he's still standing on, like, you guys are holding up these guys who have all these crazy past and calling them, like, legends and Ray Tay Tay, right?
Yeah.
Is he clout chasing? You know who Vic Mensa is?
Yeah, man.
Is he clout chasing or is he... Is he really standing on something for real?
Well, XXX did have some crazy charges.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he passed away, so you never know what really is going to happen, right?
This is true.
So, is that point there where it's like it's kind of sticky? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I can't really speak on it because I don't know the facts of it. You understand what I'm saying? But if he did do what he was doing, that's fucked up.
What about you, Falcon? What do you think?
That's crazy. It's like made me think about like every good person you see has a past, and every sinner has a future. So to chastise somebody for something that they did is like, you know, me don't know.
Yeah.
Front time mother.
Like he's passed on, like you should have respect for his mother.
I'm lucky, I don't know, on Toronto youth and him come do that up yourself.
That might be a different story. It won't fly in Toronto.
I'm not texting, I'm actually putting that title. Say that again. Every good person has a past, and every sinner has a future.
Yeah.
Bars.
Title.
Shall we have some tune or come on? We might make that a tune or something.
Yeah. But that's gonna be the title for the episode as well. That's bars
why he's
right
writing it down. Like, what? Yeah, that's the title.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what he likes to do. Like, he'll pluck something and use it for the title. It makes sense.
I'm thinking ahead, yo. But that's real facts there.
Yeah. I heard something back that I was thinking the same thing earlier in the interview. He said,
"Yeah." And even to add to what this whole Vic Mensa XXX thing, we got to remember. Even though we don't know exactly what happened with Pac, and rest in peace to Pac, right? Because we're talking about people who have passed away, right?
Yeah, man.
Pac was convicted of what he was accused of. XXX never got to go in front of the to find out if he was really gonna get convicted of this.
Which make it worse,
right?
Yeah.
I think it's cloud chasing. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you're right.
There's still some heinous shit he was accused of, though.
Last thing I want to bring up here.
It was some like serious.
Trying to like hit her, like trying to said he was gonna put a pitchfork in her and all type of crazy
some
shit.
Type of weird, like
he beat her up when she was pregnant, all kind of crazy shit. But rest in peace to XXX. You know what I'm saying? We can't disrespect the dead at the same time, and that's what a lot of the people that were backlashing at Vic Mensa was with.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're like, you can't disrespect the dead, dog, no matter what.
No, that don't make sense. Man, not do that because man can't defend himself, you know.
Yeah.
Got it that far. Move on, you know.
Facts.
All you can do.
Yeah, man.
last thing I want to bring up. Kevin Gates, okay? He's been putting out this a four-part interview with Sway on his YouTube channel. Dope interview, okay? Big up to Kevin Gates. There's a story that he told in part three, I think. Right? Don't quote me exactly. Part two or three. About him being almost being signed to Young Money Records. Okay?
Really?
Check the thing now. He was supposed to get signed to a group with Gutta Gutta and somebody else. I forget the other name he mentioned. But he was like, I'm not a group nigga. I'm a solo nigga. I got to get my shit out.
He was the only thing by himself.
Right? And here he is now, Kevin Gates, that guy, right? Like, he has a lot of meaningful music. So I couldn't see him in a group. Wayne wasn't feeling that.
Okay.
Wayne says, you don't fuck with us, I'm going to eat you. And you ain't going to be able to get shit anywhere else.
Say Wayne says he's going to crush his career.
Yeah. And he said that was one of the biggest things that ever hit him. Like, it hurt him.
Wow.
Can probably look up to Lil Wayne.
So, yeah. What do you think
Bank
of that?
Big Bank Tech, Lil Bank. It sounds like a story with me about Zuckerberg. When the man them did the rise of Snapchat. And the man see what Snapchat are going with, and him want to buy Snapchat. The man go set up a meeting and go buy one private room in a one building down in California. And fly out there, and him go buck him. And the owner boy, forget his name, and say, yo, you need to sell me that Snapchat thing, yeah, you know. I go give you a rare amount of money, and the man say, what you talk about? So, wow. The man say, yo, Facebook Live soon come, it'll go crush out your thing. And boom, the man them left in a disagreement and thing. It just remind me of that. It's just, when you're a top man, you just want things go your way, you know?
He didn't like to hear no. Like, Wayne, like, I fuck with Wayne. I'm bumping the Carter 5 heavy.
But whoever tell Wayne no in a film life.
Yeah. I just felt that story was heavy when he told it. And you know Kevin Gates, he knows how to dramatize.
Yeah, his, he tells a lot. Yeah, he like puts feeling behind his stories.
Yeah, man. I was just like, oh, damn, Wayne. You did that.
Hey, but
so the man them still cool?
He said he rates them. He has no issues with them. But that right there, he even moved on to another subject.
Yeah, he changed the topic.
Right? Like Sway kept on asking him questions, and one of his questions is like, when was one of the biggest things that, you know, made you feel like, you know, you're at your lowest point or whatever? And he bought it back to Wayne.
Oh,
I was like, oh, man.
But there's more to the story, but he wanted to try it all the time.
It was just
like, he must know something that he was trying to pull out, like you say, he's trying to drive, and he wasn't giving it to
him. I don't think so. Because they went another question, and then another question, and his other question was like, yo, just like a feelings thing. And then he was just like, to be honest, dog, it's that. It was that moment when Wayne told me this and that, and I was like, holy, that Wayne shit really hits you. Like,
well, I guess so. Like,
2 questions later, we're still
if
on he's that.
Just, if the guy looks up to him or whatever.
Yeah, man. But yeah, shout out to Kevin Gates. Shout out to Lil Wayne. Well, I don't know. I can't give Lil Wayne a shout out for this story right here. Album's cool. But yeah, that one is a little shady right there, yo.
You never know what it's going to be like when you, you know, meet the Giants, right?
I'm going to eat you, the man said.
Hey, motivation.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he said. That was his what was your biggest motivation question? Was one of those ones. And he was just like, yo, when Wayne told me that I wasn't going to eat, I was like, oh, shit, back to Wayne? Oh, damn.
Well, and the man do good for himself, though.
Yeah.
So it worked out, right?
Yeah. Sway was saying that, like, they talk about Drake, but, like, Kevin Gates that year when his first album dropped sold just as much as Drake that year. And I was like, holy, for real?
That's interesting.
Yeah. I didn't know he did that good.
That's very interesting.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to
Big and Ice Tears, Lord. Them love him down there, Lord. Boy, Gates. Yeah. Them love him down there, bad.
He's a real one, yo. But let's wrap it up. I want to get your social medias. Let the people know where to find you. All your social medias, as well as like music wise and stuff like that.
First, at the real fucking Crest on Instagram. The other member that's not here, at Dante by him, or at Falcon the Outlaw. Also, you can go pun at the High Heat Records on Instagram, on Jason Banks High Heat on Instagram.
Okay.
With that pun, iTunes. With that pun, Spotify. With that pun, Bandcamp. With that pun, anything you think about, with that pun. And please, if you guys go out and suss me out and don't find us somewhere, send me a message so we can put ourselves there, sort of.
Okay.
You know? But very easy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, mad respect for coming.
Go on YouTube, Falcon Crest, we did it. But bless up.
Yeah.
My love, respect. My love, what I do for the city, too.
This is big.
Yes. Yes.
Herc. This is big. Sorry.
I'm going to see if I'm going to get Herc a fucking tape player for real.
Straight. Play it. Play it,
don't have a cassette player at home. Don't worry.
Yeah, everything on it.
Well, I'll definitely be taking in all the stuff, and I appreciate the compliment, dog. We were trying our best to make sure that everybody in the city, lyrical, non-lyrical, as long as you're doing music, we want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Man.
Providing a platform.
Yeah, cause everybody have them one thing with them that I bring to the thing. You know, Toronto is in a good place now. I can't wait for see what I go on in the future because. It's like the man them don't even have to leave them neighborhood and catch all a million views.
Facts. Facts. Yeah.
Love to see that, you know?
Yeah, it's the truth.
Me hate to see the boy them go chase them down after, but, you know, more man them will rise up and thing, you know?
Yeah. So hopefully they just get to the level where the boy them can't fuck with them no more, you understand?
You get me?
Super facts.
And maybe I hate that. And solve it. If I reach a level where them can't fuck with you.
Yeah. It's like a race. Yeah. But like I said, mad respect for coming through. Mad respect
for more respect for having me. I saw y'all, Jess. Yes. Next time, Dante will come through too, you know?
For sure, for
sure. Get the World Falcon Crest there, you know?
Yeah.
More respect.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
It's me, SSC underscore Hey Herc underscore PK on Instagram. Only platform I really fuck with. But, you know, follow We Love Hip Hop Network. Get the subscribers up. You know what I'm saying? Go to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Get that up. Get us up to 5,000. You know what I'm saying? We give away that Canagar.
Yeah.
Also that gift bag that keeps growing and growing, you know?
Let me see if I can grab this gift bag here because I almost forgot to
show. We don't just show it right now, but yeah, shout out to Moon Concept for the hats. You know what I'm saying? Came through and blessed the man with some hats.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you again for coming through.
What's up?
Yeah.
And that's all I gotta say. Shout out the usual suspects. You know who you are.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting a little bit of the stuff that's on display here that's going to be in the box.
Yeah,
here.
The bag. Well, it's not that bag. It's not going to come in that bag, but
yeah, the
bag is it's getting bigger and packed up.
It's going to get. We'll have a pretty bag to give y'all, but this is stuff that we're going to be giving away.
You heard that? The man's tap has got some density to it.
You know what I'm saying? That shit didn't just go. That shit just like a heavy bag. You know what I'm saying?
I stuck our money in there.
Yo, the last time we gave away what, sweaters, Oval sweaters.
I think
we
gave away must have been about $1,000 package for sure.
A good thing that, man.
Like the hoodies alone were like $80 each.
So yeah, okay.
And when we reach 5,000 subscribers,
we reach 5,000 subscribers.
Ship out.
Yeah, with a Canagar inside, so a weed cigar, 100% cannabis.
Yeah, and quick side note, not side note. I almost went on a rant today about this shit. Like, yo, we have a good set of subs, and I appreciate all the people who've been supporting us. But we had our old channel that was at almost 10K, and our new channel right now is about 15. We could do better. I was gonna rant and be like, let's go. We got a mad Instagram followers. Let's all you people on Instagram.
Yeah, that post generated a nice amount of comments on my page today.
Yeah.
People also.
Like, really support.
Yeah, and people are like, yeah, so put me on the show. You know, that's what...
So you can't press the subscribe button unless you're coming to the show. Like, nah,
but
come on, fam.
We appreciate
real.
The love.
Press
we
subscribe.
Yeah.
I think it's right there.
Wherever it is on the... Just press it, subscribe, sign in. Subscribe, we'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's going to make the show better.
You know
what I'm saying? Get those notifications up. Become a comment gang strong. You know what I'm saying? Get to be the race to be the first commenter.
You're like, yeah, get
there's
in
that
there.
There is that I've seen it. It's like, oh, I've commented first.
Yeah. And that's still good. Comment gang is still strong, but We need more subscribers in there. Let's get back to that old channel and pass that. So let's get 5,000.
Surpass that.
5,000 is the first milestone. We're giving away a bag. And then once we give away that bag, let's see what's going on when we get to 10. All right. So youtube.com/WeLoveHipHopNetwork. Hit up my website, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. What else we got? The Twitter and the Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. Okay. Yes. Actually, the Twitter is still We Love Hip Hop Toronto. So I'm going to change that soon. But We Love Hip Hop Network on Instagram. WeLoveHipHop.ca is the website to be able to get everything, all our interviews, Six Views, the new show.
New show, Six Views.
You know what I'm saying?
Big things.
Follow that.
Big show right there.
Those are different interviews.
Drama the Problem interview right now. Destiny interview right now. There's a Paris Richards interview clip of right now that's up. So big things are going on. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's about it. So I want to take us out here with a track by Maisie F, No Wallet. And that sirens in the back is not part of the track. So
well, that's just Toronto's ambiance.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on with the YouTube here. And nice sound effects. Jeez.
A good one, that man. So what Toronto sound like?
Sirens.
Flip it for a bag. All of my ninjas flip hella fast. All of my bitches be super bad. Bad to the bone. Pockets stay swollen. Fucking get it frozen.